This week's newsletter summarize is a discussion about L&D updated dynamic fee rate adjustment system. Also included are our regular sections describing recent changes to services and client software, announcing new releases and release candidates, and summarizing recent merges to popular Bitcoin. Infrastructure software news. Discussion of L&D dynamic fee rate adjustment system. Matt Morehouse posted to Delving Bitcoin a description of L&D recent Luridan sweeper system, which determines the fee rates to use for on-chain transactions, including RBF fee bumps. He begins with a brief description of the safety critical aspects of fee management for an LN node, as well as the natural desire to avoid overpaying. He then describes the two general strategies used by L&D, querying external fee rate estimators, such as a local Bitcoin Core node or a third party. This is mainly used for choosing initial fee rates and fee bumping non-urgent transactions. Exponential fee bumping, used when a deadline is approaching to ensure that problems with a node's mempool or its fee estimation don't prevent timely confirmation. For example, Eclair uses exponential fee bumping when deadlines are within 6 blocks. Morehouse then describes how these two strategies are combined in L&D New Sweeper system, HDLC claims with. Matching deadlines are aggregated into a single batch transaction. The budget for the batch transaction is calculated as the sum of the budgets for the individual HDLCs in the transaction. Based on the transaction budget and deadline, a fee function is computed that determines how much of the budget is spent as the deadline approaches. By default, a linear fee function is used, which starts at a low fee determined by the minimum relay fee rate or an external estimator, and ends with the total budget being allocated to fees when the deadline is 1 block away. He additionally describes how the new logic helps protect against replacement cycling attacks, concluding, with L&D default parameters, an attacker must generally spend at least 20x the value of the HDLC to successfully carry out a replacement cycling attack. He adds that the new system also improves L&D defense against pinning attacks. He concludes with a link-filled summary of several L&D's specific bug and vulnerability fixes made through the improved logic. Abubakar Sadiq Ismail replied with some suggestions for how all LN implementations, in addition to other software, can more effectively use Bitcoin Core's fee estimation. Several other developers also commented, adding both nuance to the description and praise for the new approach. Changes to services and client software. In this monthly feature, we highlight interesting updates to Bitcoin wallets and services. Wally 1.4.0 released the Libulicor 1.4.0 release adds Taproot support, support for deriving BRP85 RSA keys, as well as additional PSPT and descriptor features. Bitcoin Core Config Generator announced. The Bitcoin Core Config Generator project is a terminal interface for creating Bitcoin Core Bitcoin conf configuration files. A rigtest development environment container. The rigtest in a pod repository provides a podman container configured with Bitcoin Core, Electrum, and Explorer, as outlined in the Using Podman. Containers for Rigtest Bitcoin Development blog post. Explorer Transaction Visualization Tool. Explorer is a web-based explorer for visualizing and navigating between transaction inputs and outputs. Hashpool v0. 1 tagged, Hashpool is a mining pool based on the Stratum v2 reference implementation where mining shares are represented as Ekash tokens. See podcast 337. DMND launching pooled mining. DMND is launching Stratum v2 pooled mining, building on their previous solo mining announcement. Crux adds Taproot and Miniscript. Crux adds Miniscript and Taproot support, leveraging the MBIT library. Source available secure element announced. The Tropic 01 is a secure element built on RISC-V with an open architecture for auditability. Nunchuck launches Group Wallet. Group Wallet supports multi-signature signing, Taproot, Coin Control, MUSIG2, and secure communication between participants by repurposing the output descriptors in the BIP-120, 9 Bitcoin secure multisig setup BSMS file. Froster protocol announced. Froster uses the Frost threshold signature scheme to achieve COF, end signing and key management for Noster. Bark launches on Signet. The Bark implementation of Arc is now available on Signet with a faucet and demo store for testing. Cove Bitcoin wallet announced. Cove Wallet is an open-source Bitcoin mobile wallet based on BDK that supports technologies like PSPTs, wallet labels, hardware signing devices, and more. Releases and release candidates. New releases and release candidates for popular Bitcoin infrastructure projects. Please consider upgrading to new releases or helping to test release candidates. Bitcoin Core 20.9.0RC2 is a release candidate for the next major version of the network's predominant full node. Notable code and documentation changes. Notable recent changes in Bitcoin Core, Core Lightning, Eclair, LDK, LND, Libsect 2, 150, 6K1, Hardware Wallet Interface HWI, Rust Bitcoin, BTC Pay Server, BDK, Bitcoin Improvement Proposals, BIPs, Lightning Bolts, Lightning Blips, Bitcoin Inquisition, and Binanas. Bitcoin Core 30.1006, 140.9 removes all checkpoint logic, which is no longer necessary following the header's precinct step implemented years ago, see Newsletter 2.116, that enables a node during initial block. Download IBT to determine if a chain of headers is valid by comparing its total proof of work, POW, to a predefined threshold and minimum chain work. Only chains with a total proof of work exceeding this value are considered valid and stored, effectively preventing memory DOS attacks from low work headers. This eliminates the need for checkpoints, which were often seen as a centralized element. Bitcoin Core 30.1280.3 introduces a new wait next method to the block template interface, which will only return a new template if the chain tip changes or the mempool fees increase above the MX money threshold. Previously, miners would receive a new template with every request, resulting in unnecessary template generation. This change aligns with the Stratum V2 protocol specification. Eclair 3030.7 enhances the list offers command C newsletter 345 to return all relevant offer data, including the created at and disabled at timestamps, instead of just raw type length, val util v data. In addition, this PR fixes a bug that caused the node to crash when attempting to register the same offer twice. LND 9546 adds an IP range flag to the LNCLI constrain, Macaroon C newsletter 2.101 subcommand, allowing users to restrict access to a resource to a specific IP range when using a Macaroon. Authentication token. Previously, Macaroons could only allow or deny access based on specific IP addresses, not ranges. LND 9450.8 introduces restricted access slots for certain peers, configurable via the numrestricted slots flag, to manage initial access permissions on the server. Peers are assigned access levels based on their channel history. Those with a confirmed channel receive protected access. Those with an unconfirmed channel receive temporary access, and all others are given restricted access. BTC Pay Server 6580.1 adds RBF support, enabling fee bumping for transactions that have no descendants, where all inputs are from the store's wallet, and which include one of the store's change addresses. Users can now choose between CPFB and RBF when choosing to fee bump a transaction. Fee bumping requires NB Explorer version 2.5.20.2 or higher. BDK 1008.139 adds support for detecting and handling cancelled double spent transactions by introducing a new TX update, evicted ats field, which updates the last evicted timestamps in TX graph. Transactions are considered evicted if their last evicted timestamp exceeds their last seen timestamp. The canonicalization algorithm, see newsletter 3.135, is updated to ignore evicted transactions except when a canonical descendant exists due to rules of transitivity. Bolts 1002.130.3 updates a node's behavior to never fail an HTLC upstream if the node knows the primage, ensuring that the HTLC can be properly settled. Previously, the recommendation was to fail an outstanding HTLC upstream if it was missing from a confirmed commitment, even if the primage was known. A bug in LND versions before 0.18 caused nodes under DOS attack to fail HTLCs upstream after a restart, despite knowing the primage, resulting in the loss of the HTLC's value, see newsletter 344. Want more? For more discussion about the topics mentioned in this newsletter, join us for the weekly Bitcoin Optech recap on Riverside FM at 15:30 UTC on March 25. The discussion is also recorded and will be available from our podcast's page.